who suffers from severe epilepsy. Now, they spent most of that time in California getting Billy the treatment he needs, which wasn't made available to him here, but with mounting medical bills, it just wasn't an easy journey. Just last week, as you may have heard, Charlotte was telling Frank they'd soon be left homeless over in LA, but things are looking up. Charlotte's on the line now to give us the latest. Good morning, Charlotte.
Hi, good morning.
Is that basically it all in a nutshell?
Yes, I sort of didn't hear saying for some reason, but I'm sorry.
So you're breaking up a wee bit there, Charlotte. Are you on the mobile, or are you? We'll see if we can find you, if you can sort of move around the house a wee bit.
Can you hear me there now?
Yes, there you are. Lovely. Stand still. So basically, you're back home, because things were just get you were basically getting to the end of finances, etc. in LA. What happened?
Billy suffered a setback. Pamela had to be hospitalised. He had a severe status seizure, so he had to be taken to hospital and sedated. We had to make a decision as to what we were going to do. But in the interim, it just so happened we'd been working closely with a gentleman called Dr. James Linton from Greenlight Medicines, who was has been working really hard this last number of months to procure a CBD THC supplement to replicate the one that Billy was on in the States, so as we could come home anyway. And it just so happened that he actually was able to achieve that last weekend as well. So that was partly another reason why we decided to come home.
And the medical bills are still very, very big. Is that going to be a struggle for you? Are you still fundraising?
Yes, we have to continue fundraising. We are at home, Pamela, now for the next 8 weeks. Billy will be going back to Los Angeles for his final MRI scan, brain scan. And Dr. Nordley then will be advising as to what form of surgery, etc., or what's the next stage for Billy. But in the meantime, obviously, while I'm at home in Northern Ireland, we are continuing to fundraise, and I'm also trying to find a paediatric hepatologist to take over Billy's care long-term as well, Pamela.
And how is Billy coping in himself with the travelling backwards and forwards? I mean, jet lag must be quite a problem for him too.
Yes, well, now we've been up since 2:45 this morning.
Oh.
It's just the time. Obviously, 8 hours difference between LA and Northern Ireland is quite a substantial amount of time, you know, for Billy and for me both.
Now, the one thing that we have been talking about over the last few weeks with you is the medicinal cannabis, which still is illegal in Northern Ireland. I assume you're trying to get that changed as well.
Yes, Michelle O'Neill, our health minister, has been made quite a number of phone calls to me in Los Angeles, and has reassured me that she will do everything in her power to have CBD, you know, THC legalised in our country.
And you brought some of the cannabis oil back in, because I know from talking to other people that you can quite easily get cannabis oil on the internet, but nobody seems to be questioning it. Is that not sort of a bit strange that you can order it, but it's not legal?
Well, CBD in itself, Pamela, is legal in Northern Ireland, the Republic, and the United Kingdom, and has been for quite some time. You can buy CBD in health shops, etc. But it's obviously not the same CBD that is used for medicinal purposes.
Yeah, and it did. When you talk to customs officials about it, do they know the difference between the two? Is it something that you've come across?
Yes. But customs were fine. It's not being used for recreational purposes, Pamela.
Yeah.
It's actually a small, minute bottle of oil that's been used for as a supplement to treat Billy's seizures.
And Billy, when are you planning to go back? I mean, what's the sort of the short term and the long term for you in the next wee while?
Yeah, in the next 8 weeks, we'll be heading back for Billy to get his final brain scan, you know, MRI.
Yeah. And Billy himself, how's he coping? I know we were saying about the jet lag, but what about Billy in himself and you? Have you been getting any sleep?
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad, Pamela. Billy's doing extremely well. He's now 22 days seizure-free.
Wow.
And changing every week, more alert, more eye contact, engaging, social engagement more, better balanced, taking more interest in his toys, his books, just changing as a wee boy, which is fantastic.
And can you believe that?
Absolutely incredible.
Can you believe that in yourself when you look at him?
No, because family, I have to be honest. If somebody had said to me that CBT with THC could actually change a child's balance and their eye contact, etc. Obviously you wouldn't believe it, because it's just like minute drops of oil that he's actually receiving. But I have witnessed it firsthand. And I just think it's absolutely incredible. And this has only been a short-term treatment that he's been on so far. So it'll be interesting now to see in the long term of use of the CBD with the THC, how he responds long term. Well, but if it continues like this, it's absolutely fantastic.
Unbelievable. And well, Charlotte, listen, it's always lovely to catch up with you. And do, of course, give Billy our love and keep us posted as to how things are going with you as well.
Super. Thank you very much.
Lovely, Charlotte. Lovely to talk to you as ever.
Bye.
Thanks very much indeed. Charlotte Caldwell there, back on Northern Ireland soil, having been over in the States with her son, Billy. I can't believe 22 days fit free. That's just amazing from the young lad who's that's just never happened in his life. So it's always lovely to catch up with Charlotte as well.